Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. This is Tanks and Tutties, brought to you by Tubbs and Frankie.
I can actually understand. How y'all doing?
Yeah, I think I need to start deciding what to do before I get here, because that was kind of just nothing, and it wasn't very exciting. So I'll be better next week for you guys. But before we really dig deep into this episode, let me stand on my soapbox here. I'm going to tell you guys about the worst beat I've ever had in my entire existence. Yesterday, I'm at the bowling alley. Actually, let's start from the top. We have a gambling group chat. Picks get sent all the time. I had a rough weekend, to say the least. So I said, you know what? This guy sent a bunch of college basketball plays. I said, I'm going to parlay all of them. It was an 8-leg parlay. And I go to bowling with said guy that sent these picks. And it was real exciting. Everything looked pretty good. We were about halfway. And we're sitting there, and it's like, oh, man, Mercer, 7-point underdogs. They're down by 6. 8 minutes to go. This is nerve-wracking. So I throw it on. It's on ACC Network. And we're sitting there, and they're fighting back. They had it tied up. And I'm like, man, this one's scary. I could use a big hit. Let me go look at my cash out. Very, very nice cash out, and I didn't take it because the week before I had main money line, and I cashed that out. They ended up winning. I took a $100 hit there on the cash out. Still profited, obviously. So I let it ride. Very long story short, they are down 7. They're inbounding the ball. This is likely their last possession. I am begging them to make a basket so they don't foul. Or if they do foul, I'm fine no matter what. They get the inbound pass in. They go to pass it. And at midcourt, it gets stolen. He drives to the hoop, puts it up, lays it in. Mercer's down 9. I have 7. I'm pissed. I'm like, okay, go down, make a shot, don't foul. There's like 10 seconds left. They go down, they jack up a 3, they miss. A plus 10,000 parlay misses because of a turnover at half court. I'm sick. Everything else ended up hitting. There was 2 legs after that. Everything hit, no problem. No sweat at all either. So that's that. I don't want to talk about it. I just wanted to get it off my chest. I'm pissed. I'm done with parlays. Parlays are stupid. You don't hit them. And when you almost do, this happens. I'm done with parlays. I'm a straight better now. No, you know what? I'm retired. I will continue to give out a lock and a long shot each week. But just know, I'm not betting it myself. I'm doing the research. I'm on a 4-game heater on my locks. So keep taking those. But everything else, don't listen to me. I'm so sick of it.
How long are you retiring for?
Today is Tuesday, so 3 days, because Friday I'm heading to Detroit for the Michigan High School State Championships, and we are staying at the casino, so I'm going to be placing some bets. So, retired till Friday. If Friday goes well, I'm either going to ride off into the sunset, or maybe I come back, but I'm so cold, it's unbelievable. For a month now, I've been cold. Like, I haven't lost my shit, but that was just the icing on the cake. That was sickening. So,
it's always the last leg.
Yeah. Yep. But I mean, hey, it's okay. Shit happens. How was your weekend?
My weekend was quite interesting. I mean, Friday was normal. Saturday, I wasn't really expecting to go out to the bar at all. And then last minute, I did just went down to Joey's, which is about a block from my house. Mind you, we had about a foot of snow, so I couldn't drive. So I just walked there in the shitty weather that we have had here. Got there, just figured I was going to have a chill night, couple drinks. Then I got there and I was like, you know what? I want to take a shot. So I took a shot. My girlfriend was there. A couple of our friends were there. It was just like 4 or 5 of us. That 4 or 5 then turned into 10 or 11. And my chill drinking night did not stay chill. What I thought was just going to be a couple drinks turned into quite a few high noons and a few rounds of shots. And I came home and was just exhausted, crashed in about 5 minutes after laying down in my bed. Woke up, decided to start betting on Sunday. Sunday was a very hit and miss day. Saturday killed me. Saturday was quite possibly the worst college football betting day I've had. of the season, topped off by Tennessee, my second favorite team.
Your backup.
just getting absolutely demolished and quite literally ruining my Saturday. So,
yeah, it's funny. We've got the Action app, so I could see when he was placing bets. And we were playing Xbox before, and then I went to do something, and then he left. And he's just live betting the shit out of Tennessee. And I'm like, dude, stop. They don't look good. They don't look good. And he ended up getting like 3.5 at plus odds. And then very next drive, South Carolina scored no problem. We'll get into that game later.
The next drive, Hendon Hooker got hurt.
We'll get into that game. We'll get into it later. We'll get into it later.
On the bright side.
Basic weekend for me.
Oh, I was going to say, before you get into yours. On the bright side, the World Cup is back. I'm fucking hammering it. Dude, I am on fire on the World Cup right now. I've hit two correct scores so far, including
That's
today.
Insane.
I hit a plus 1,900 correct score for the France-Australia game, 4-1. I tried to make my account an even number and just threw out like a $3 and some odd change bet, and it paid out $80. So,
yeah, that was insane. I haven't been betting the World Cup because I don't know soccer. My only one, I'm just going to ride Portugal. They're my team. The U.S. as well. I watched the U.S. game against Wales. Shit, that's not the weekend. But I haven't been betting too much. But my weekend, man, basic weekend. Played some Xbox. Had some drinks on Friday night at home. Watched a bunch of football. Wasn't good betting-wise. But we move. And with that, let's get into our locks and long shots here. Last week I had Lions plus 3.5, easy cash. They win outright. That takes me to 16-10 on my locks, 4 in a row. Hey, can you talk real quick?
Yeah, why?
Okay, I just want to make sure I can hear you because you cut out when you were talking earlier. I just want to make sure. Sorry, I apologize. This week.
I want to apologize too for any of the listeners. I moved, so where I was recording was in like a sunroom, but with it being winter, there's not a lot of sun and it's kind of cold in there. So I moved into the spare room, and there's no furniture in here. I have a little side table with my computer and my mic on it, and it's very echoey because there's literally nothing in this room other than an empty clothes stand behind me with a blanket hanging over it. So hopefully we'll be moving to better areas soon.
It's not echoey for me, so maybe it won't be too bad. But anyways, we're taking the Patriots plus 3 against the Vikings this weekend. Look, or not this weekend, actually. That's Thursday night. The Vikings looked so atrocious on Sunday against the Cowboys at home. The Cowboys exposed them. This is a primetime game on Thanksgiving. Kirk Cousins will suck. The Patriots defense is awesome. It's going to be a low scoring game. I'm probably going to sprinkle the under. No, actually I won't be betting on Thursday. I'm retired till Friday. Sprinkle on the under, take the Patriots plus 3. The Patriots are going to win outright. So let's get into the long shots. We're still waiting on Portugal and Corum. But last week, we said Lions money line. They won no problem. 3-game win streak. We'll get into that later. Very exciting stuff happening there. This week on the long shots, we got a twofer. We're taking Patriots money line. Patriots money line against the Vikings. I already explained it. And we're also going to add Michigan money line at Ohio State down in Columbus. This is a pure heart play. I hope Corum plays. We'll get into that as well later. Don't take Michigan money line with your money. That's just strictly for me so I can come on here and say I knew it all along. But if they lose, I'm not the reason you lost money on Michigan money line because I'm not telling you to take it. That's that. Why don't you tell us about your locks?
Well, I'm going to go right into my long shots because it kind of correlates here. My long shots look bad. I'm 5-13-2, caught one really bad L and one just very unfortunate L last week. I had the Jets money line. If you didn't watch that game, Patriots won on a punt return, touchdown as time expired. So that was pretty
great game.
Unfortunate. It was a great game.
Very great, boring game.
The funny thing is too, I was watching, I had it up on Red Zone. Or on Sunday Ticket, and I was about to live bet Jets money line on that final drive, and then I was like, no, they might go to overtime here, and then I'll see what the odds look like once they get into overtime. It's safe to say it's glad I didn't take it, but
Right.
My other one was the filling shoes parlay. If anyone watched that on Twitter, did not go well. I think we hit one
of
five.
Even close.
Yeah, yeah, one of five. So yeah, that was also not good.
Shoes were not filled.
Yeah, 100% shoes not filled. 5, 13, and 2. I apologize. I'm not listening to your advice. You said don't use your own money to put it on Michigan money line. I'm going to. I hate Michigan. I hate Ohio State. But I think Ohio State looks like dog shit. I think Michigan looks good, even if Corum doesn't play, which I think he will. I don't know. I just something tells me Michigan looks a lot better than OSU. OSU's been playing tight all year, and I just don't know how you can say that
after how they looked on Saturday. But we'll save it. It's our very next thing after your lock and long shot, so we'll get into it.
But yeah, I'm taking Michigan money line.
I freaked out. I don't want this. I don't want it. But I'm gonna let it slide, because I think we have a good shot, and we're obviously going to talk about it here in a second. So why don't you go ahead and – oh, you got another long shot.
I do have a second one. I'm also taking a two for this week. Taking USA money line because fuck them Brits.
USA!
I've been on the World Cup. Listen, it's plus 500. They looked like dog shit the other day. You know what? We haven't played in a World Cup since, what, 2014?
Whoa. They did not look like dog shit. They looked really good.
Yeah, they started the okay, US, but they should have won that game.
They controlled the ball forever. You're right. They should have won.
They should have won that game.
If that game goes to extra time, they win, though. That's bullshit.
Well,
that
and the thing
ties.
Is,
I hate that.
What I'm looking at here is England kind of has a cakewalk. Like, they destroyed Iran. They're in the driver's seat to win the group and make it to the next stage. The USA needs a win. Bad.
Yep.
And so they're going to have to go beat England and Iran, which if we don't beat Iran, I probably didn't deserve to be here. plus 500, way too much. Give me USA money line.
Yeah, well, before you go, if they can just manage a tie, that's huge too. Tie would be huge, because then you just got to beat Iran and you're good, as long as Wales doesn't win. Because then you gotta hope Wales loses to England. But I saw it on Twitter today, right? I remember the last time the U.S. was huge underdogs against Britain. Guess what happened that time? Independence, bitch. We're gonna do it again, and we're gonna beat those Brits, and we're gonna fucking go to the next stage. Now let's go. What are your locks?
My locks this week. So last week I had to avoid the Bills Browns under. Obviously the game got moved. Didn't have to play in 6 feet of snow. Just voiding it. Didn't happen. Did it? What was this? No, it didn't hit. Never mind.
Don't you? Well, are you voiding it, or are you going to push it?
No,
because then you could have two pushes.
No,
you could have two pushes.
No, I'm voiding it.
But you could have two pushes.
I don't want two pushes. Anyways,
avoid
record stands.
Avoid is a push, though.
Nope.
Avoid is a push.
Nope. Anyways, I'm sitting at a very scary 9-11-1. Stop it. Nope, we're not putting that as a push. It's 9-11-1.
It's a push.
No. 9-11-1.
Whatever you want
very
it to be. Let's get
record.
Going. You're good. Yeah, it's terrible. You should count
Anyways,
it as a loss just so that goes away.
This week. You want to tell me Justin Fields and the Bears are 4.5 points worse than the Jets, who just threw for less than 100 yards in a full game? I don't think so. There's no way the Bears lose this game by more than 3 points.
Correct.
They might win it
Bears
outright.
Bears love to play close, too.
They might win this outright.
Yep.
And I hate the Bears. Yep.
Oh, me too. But I completely agree with you. That's a great pick. I didn't realize they were 4-point underdogs, or else it probably would have been my lock.
That's all I got.
But
no twofer on the locks this week.
Yeah. You want Zach Wilson to lay 4.5 points? Yeah, okay, sure.
I mean, if I'm just looking at the matchup, what quarterback do I trust more?
Justin Fields. And the Bears have pretty good defense too. Like okay-ish. You know, so
I mean,
they'll be able to shut
better,
Zach Wilson down. Jets defense is far better, but look at the quarterback. Way better. You know, so I think it'll be a good game. I think it'll be close, like you're saying, and you're going to hit. And we'll get away from this 9-11 thing you've had going for a week now. College football, I'm going to start it off because holy shit, Michigan survived. I told everybody that I talked to about this, 18.5-point favorite Michigan, way too much. Way too much. I obviously wasn't going to bet against my own team, but I told everybody I knew, take Illinois in the points, because holy shit. Michigan, I knew they'd look ahead. I knew they'd play like shit. Obviously, I didn't think Corn would get hurt. He got hurt. Scary stuff. Came up grabbing his knee. But he came out of the second half running out of the tunnel, hopped right on the bike. He ran a play, and then they didn't bring him back out, which I understand. But when it was real close there down the stretch, if we would have lost that game, I would have been pissed that he didn't come back and play. I get saving him for, you know, Ohio State, but if you lose, Ohio State doesn't matter. Actually, I guess it did, though, because if they would have lost, they still could have beat Ohio State, went to the championship, won that. Yeah, okay, never mind. But wow, scary, but we got through it. Now, the big thing. Ohio State is a good team. Michigan is a good team. I think they're both a little overrated, but Ohio State almost lost to Maryland. Maryland. Like, that game was a shootout. And, like, dude.
They look bad.
Ohio State has given up yards and points to everybody. Their defense doesn't look scary. Their offense looks very good in the passing game. If we can shut down the passing game, not afraid of their run game. They don't have Chase Brown. We saw what Illinois' run game did to us, but that was Chase Brown. He's the number one running back in the country behind Corum. So I think you shut down their run game first and foremost, because they're going to try it, and then you just got to get out of there when they're passing. Shut down the crossing routes. Crossing routes always kill Michigan against Ohio State. Just shut that down. Now the other problem. Michigan's receivers are so bad. They are so bad. They can't catch the ball. Did you watch that game, Michigan-Illinois?
I watched a little bit of it, but not enough.
Dude, McCarthy has been overthrowing his receivers so much, and finally it was fourth and like four. JJ thought he had him offside, so he threw a bomb to the end zone. Absolute dot on this dude's hands, went right through him. I couldn't believe it. I was pissed. That game was way too close, but like I said, we got out of there. I hope we get out of there with a dub this Saturday, go to the Big Ten Championship, shit on whoever, and then go to the college football playoff. We would hopefully get TCU, and I think that would at least be an entertaining, fun game rather than if we have to play Georgia or something. We're just going to get shit.
Well, I mean, I was going to say, do you want TCU? Like, I know you don't want Georgia, but do you want TCU?
You don't want Georgia. I don't know who's going to be there at 4, but I think it'll be TCU and Michigan at 2 and 3.
As long as TCU wins.
With how TCU has looked and the Big 12 not playing defense, I think Michigan would handle them.
I guess we'll find out kind of what the rankings are here in about 12 minutes.
I forgot that's tonight. Why'd they do it late last time? I think there was a basketball game or something. But I want TCU to win out, because I want Michigan and TCU to play. Because if they play Georgia or something, they're going to get blown out. But I want TCU to play a Big Ten team, because Big Ten plays defense. And I think TCU would maybe not get shit on, but I think Michigan would win very, you know, no sweat.
I mean, Baylor plays defense. That's what TCU just faced.
They don't, though. Did you watch the game?
No.
Baylor plays Big 12 defense. They don't play Big Ten defense, where you are scratching.
Yeah, I mean,
clawing.
It's not the same, but it's – I think they played – one of the best Big 12 defenses.
Well, I guess it's just a wait and see thing. But I hope Michigan gets there, and I hope it's against TCU. Who would even be the fourth team? You're looking at
USC.
USC? USC and isn't Clemson right there? No, Clemson was like 9.
Clemson's 9.
LSU. LSU might be 4 now, dude. Right? Because Tennessee lost. Who was 4 before?
It was Georgia, OSU, Michigan, TCU. So that'll probably stay the same.
Oh, so that'll be the same.
You also have to remember, LSU has 2 losses. USC 6. Granted, it was to... Who did LSU lose to?
They lost to Florida State first game of the year. Bad loss, terrible loss, and then Tennessee. But Florida State's been winning, actually, so it's a better loss. But
yeah, so I mean, Tennessee losing now...
Let's talk about that real quick since we're on it. South Carolina, wow. I mean, Spencer Rattler, that was the version of him I think everybody expected at Oklahoma. I mean, what did he go, 30 for? Let's see if I can get this perfect. Can you pull up his stat line? Because I looked at it on Sunday. I know he went 30 for 37. Amazing. I think he had 461 yards, and I know he had 6 touchdowns. If that's so correct.
He went 30 for 37.
Perfect. How many yards? Got that one. I said 461.
438.
Ah, damn it. 6 touchdowns. Yep. Really close. Really close.
Really close.
But yeah, I mean, I think that's the Spencer Rattler that everybody expected at Oklahoma, and they never got. And it was actually pretty cool to see it. I mean,
well, and then just the fact that they put up 63 points against Tennessee.
Yeah, Tennessee, who, honestly, their defense hasn't looked good, though. That Bama game was a shootout. LSU was a shootout. Florida was a shootout. So, sad, but it turns out they were frauds the whole time.
I don't know if I'd go that far. I don't think they're frauds. Well, and then Hooker...
I mean, they were down 49-31 when Hooker went down. Game was over. That's why it sucked to see it happen. So he's not going to be drafted now, which sucks.
Yeah,
for him.
He probably wasn't
going to be drafted high anyways. He's 25, but
so that's the thing. Sucks. I think his draft stock was steadily creeping up the more they won, the better he played, and a lot of teams were probably willing to overlook the fact that he's going to be a 26-year-old rookie? I'm not sure.
25, 26, something like that.
Yeah, he would have been an old rookie. Let's just say that.
He would have been 26 at some point in his rookie year.
Yeah, and I mean, he's not the most mobile quarterback. I mean, he sits in the pocket quite a bit, doesn't really move. And I mean, now you're looking at a guy that is going to be a 25, 26-year-old rookie who also just came off an ACL tear, probably won't be ready to play until he's 26 or 27. Like, at that point, it doesn't pay to even draft him.
He probably would have been a career backup, which isn't a bad career. Maybe the next Chase Daniel, but
yeah,
I think he's probably just going to have to finish out his college. I mean, he probably already got his degree, so at least he's got that going.
It's tough for Tennessee, too, because, I mean, now their season is essentially over. Joe Milton III is going to come in and take over for the rest of the year. However,
did you see the throw he made when he got in there?
Not the first one, I don't think.
He overthrew his receiver by like 100 yards. It was ridiculous.
Jeez. But he's a senior, so it's not like they really have a guy for next year. Well, I mean, they probably have some freshmen, but it's not like
they got to go get Archie Manning. They got to go steal Archie Manning from Texas. That's what they need to do.
Good luck.
They got to do it. They got to go all in. Dude, their receivers are very good. Their run game was pretty good. Looks like they got a pretty good offensive line. You got to go steal a QB. Maybe transfer portal, or you literally do go all in on Archie, because I think he's going to decommit from Texas.
Yeah, I mean, Jalin Hyatt, the dude's a beast, and he's a junior, so he could commit to the draft.
I think he'll go in the draft. Receiver's kind of weak this year.
Yeah.
But
I don't know.
While we're on the topic of playoff and top six, dude, the whole top six struggled outside of LSU. But LSU played UAB at home. But Georgia only won by 10 against Kentucky, who just lost to Connecticut. Crazy. Number two, OSU barely holds on against Maryland.
Kentucky lost to Vandy.
Oh, Vandy, that's right. And then number three, Michigan, we talked about it, almost lost to Illinois. Illinois, pretty decent team, but they did lose to MSU at home. That's why the Big Ten is so wild. Illinois loses to MSU at home. Then they go to Ann Arbor, and they compete. It's insane. So then you get number four, TCU. Let's talk about that one now. What an electric game that was. TCU looked not bad, but Baylor just looked real good. After only putting up 3 points the week before, they come out just slicing and dicing TCU's defense. And then TCU drives down the field, end of the game. No timeouts left. They're in field goal range. They have to go fire drill, kick the field goal, and the kicker nails it. They win by one.
Did you see the video of that put to music?
Yeah, the Titanic music.
Electric.
It's so electric. TCU is fun. TCU is fun.
I agree. I want to touch on Baylor real quick because I think a lot of people think Baylor isn't as good as they actually are just because they're not ranked, and they're 6-5 now. Listen to the schedule real quick. I just pulled it up. So they killed Albany week one. Week two, they lost to BYU, who was number 21 at the time, in double overtime. Killed Texas State, beat Iowa State, lost to Oklahoma State when they were number 9.
Yep.
Lost to West Virginia by 3. Tough loss. Mm-hmm. Beat Kansas pretty handily. Beat Texas Tech easily. Beat Oklahoma by 3. Lost to Kansas State, who was number 19. Lost to TCU, who was number 4. I don't see any of those losses being like, yeah, that's a horrible loss.
Yeah. Like,
that's a tough fucking schedule.
It's not tough. Like, I look at, here's what I look at. I don't look at, like, overall toughness. I look at, what were your hardest games? Like, I look at, like, Penn State. Like, they had to play Michigan and Ohio State. They dropped those two. They've got an impressive ass season. Baylor, you lost to BYU. You lost to Kansas State. You lost to Oklahoma State, who's bad now. Like, now, granted, when they played Oklahoma State was playing very good football. Kansas State has looked pretty dang good all season. But
if there was one
bad
loss,
they
beat Texas Tech. If there's one bad loss, I would say it was West Virginia.
Yeah, West Virginia definitely is a bad loss.
But like,
I mean,
they only lost by 3,
so that's a bad loss. Don't care. But yeah, TCU's fun. I really, really want Michigan to play them in the playoff, just because I think we can beat them, and two, I think it'd be a really fun game.
I don't want to jinx it, but I'm just excited to get a playoff without Alabama.
Don't jinx it. Possibly Alabama and Clemson.
Very possible.
I didn't even hear you right there. I saw your... Man, your voice is laggy.
I didn't say anything until I...
Dude, it's so laggy. You like... I can see your lips moving, and then nothing comes out. And then, like, literally, like, 10 seconds later, you start talking. What
That's
the hell?
You.
This is... What the hell? Maybe your video's lagging. Wait. So, let's test this real quick. Sorry, everybody, but we need to do this so I can figure out when I should be talking for the purpose of when we put this together. So, I need you to say some words, but put your hands in the air right when you say them so I can find out if it's your video or your voice lagging.
Tennessee is not a fraud.
Okay, so your video is lagging, but your voice isn't. So, okay. I just need to remember when you say something, I need to talk to you. I need to stop looking at your screen. Okay, sorry, guys. We're back in. Navy, the cash cow. I had them last week against Notre Dame. They came back to cover double digits. Awesome. This week, I took them again, and they won outright as 15-point underdogs with one attempted pass. And guess what? That pass, incomplete.
Passing. Yeah, and you beat number 20, UCF, 17-14.
I love the Service Academy games. I've never really watched them, but I watched Army and Navy over the weekend. Electric. So electric. They just run the weirdest offense.
Speaking of Navy, have you happened to see the Navy jerseys this weekend?
No, but are they the super patriotic ones?
They are NASA uniforms.
Oh!
I am sending them to you right now.
Who do they got
this
weekend?
They are electric. I think it might be Army.
Oh, man. Navy Army this weekend?
They always play a Service Academy last game of the year. The helmets
those are
say
cool.
NASA with a moon. And then on the other side, it has an astronaut. And they are gorgeous.
Those are cold.
I'm more of a helmet guy. Like, jerseys every once in a while, great. But helmets are where it's at. And these helmets quite possibly might be the best helmets I've ever seen.
Somebody said, so this is where our money for the Department of Defense goes.
This is true.
Oh, man. I got to find out who they're playing.
Army. It's Army.
Yeah. Is it Army? Oh, that's awesome. Yeah, I'm gonna
under, baby, under.
I'll have a bet on that game. I'm sure. Nope, I'm retired. I'm only betting on Friday.
That'll
when I'm
be
in
Saturday
person,
though,
if it goes well. Yeah, but Saturday
you could be bad.
Oh, I forgot to mention about the Michigan Ohio State game. I have a family Thanksgiving that day, and that game always determines my attitude for the day. Like last year, sky or like cloud nine. Like I was so happy. I was hugging everybody. I think I even like kissed my grandma on the cheek. I haven't done that in years. And, you know, the past few years when they lost, what, 10 in a row, depressed every time. Especially that one time they went to overtime, depressed, so depressed. So I decided this weekend, I'm not going to let it determine my attitude, okay? Because I got an hour in between where I can just be pissed off and don't talk to me. But I'm going to, you know, it's family. I don't see them often anymore, so I'm going to get it done. We hit Navy. Penn State destroyed Rutgers. -14.5 was the easiest bet ever. Honestly, like Saturday I did okay. It was Sunday that screwed me. I think I did a couple dumb parlays too, so that's not good. Parlays, man, I'm telling you, I'm done with parlays. Yep. USC and UCLA was a lot of fun. 48-45 final score. Caleb Williams, he's slept
that
on.
That dude, yeah, he looks
He's actually
fantastic.
Not slept on anymore. He's the second favorite for Heisman. I can see it. You can chill out. We'll get it. Sorry. You know, I just didn't think we wanted to talk about losers anymore, and that's two losers right there. You know, now we got to talk about it. Frankie just highlighted my point. Wisconsin almost loses to Nebraska. Who cares? Wisconsin sucks. Nebraska sucks. I didn't even watch it.
So,
but hey, go ahead, man. Let's hear your thoughts.
I don't know if Jim Leonard's a guy.
I was just going to ask, does he come back or do you find somebody else?
I think our first route is to look elsewhere. And then if nothing happens, we can stick with Jim. But, I mean, the team started to, like, first game, team looked great, which maybe it was just the new coach spark. And now it's been back and forth. I mean, we should get a bowl game at this point.
You hit six wins, right?
That's what we're celebrating, I guess. Graham Mertz, not the guy. 8-for-18, 83 yards, a touchdown and a pick. I don't know what's going on with the running backs anymore. Braylon Allen, there was rumors about him transferring to Michigan. He said no, that's not happening. But there were the rumors that in the offseason he's going to transfer to Michigan.
And what, be a backup? What?
Braylon Allen.
How would that even
make
sense? I guarantee you he'd be a back. Well, he'd be like the Gus Edwards of this year because I think Corum goes pro and Gus Edwards is going to be the number one back. He was a 5-star. There's no way they let some transfer be ahead of Gus Edwards. It's not Gus Edwards. Damn it.
I always do this.
You Donovan don't
have
Edwards.
Gus Edwards.
Jeez, oh, Pete, it's Donovan Edwards. He hasn't played in a minute, but he was a 5-star recruit. He's either a freshman or a sophomore. I think he's a sophomore. But it's his team next year if Corum goes pro. So, I mean, if he transfers, you know, maybe they use him and they tell Edwards, we're going to use you the same way we did with Corum, and then he gets to have a breakout senior year. I don't know.
Yeah.
But if he's a junior, I don't see why you would do that.
I mean,
I've never heard that.
I don't know what's going on with this team. Braylon Allen was supposed to be our lead back, and then he got out-carried by Chaz Malusi, who is a good back.
Chaz. What a stupid name.
But Braylon Allen is by far better.
Better and a cooler name.
21-18. And then, like, Graham Mertz was bad, so our wide receivers are bad. 8 completions, and we didn't have a single target to our top receiver, DK. And then we were throwing to a tight end who has, like, a combined 5 receptions on the year. He had 8 targets. Or, no, he had, I don't know how many targets he had. But he had 2 receptions for 15 yards, and we threw to him on a fade route in the back of the end zone when we needed a win instead of going to, you know, maybe one of our top 3 receivers cutting across the middle. I don't know. Graham Mertz pissed me off to this point. We're
not
utilizing our talent right. Yeah, it's season's over other than a bowl game. Probably be like the fucking Pinstripe Bowl in New York or I don't know. Maybe the Duke's Mayo Bowl again, so fucking Graham Mertz can drop the crystal ball and break it. I don't.
Um, Yeah, they just disappointing. That's all there is to say at this point.
Just it was a tough weekend for my teams, even though one of them got a win.
Right.
Lost our quarterback. Basically lost our quarterback for both teams.
Yeah.
Found out one was fucking dog shit, finally. Yeah. One got injured.
Hey, last college football point. MSU lost to Indiana when they were up 31-14. That game was nuts. They missed, first of all, Indiana had two completed passes, and they still won 38-31, I think, or 39-32, or something weird. Michigan State missed a 22-yard field goal at the end of regulation to win it. Their kicker, I got a bunch of State fans as friends. I'm from East Lansing. So I'm talking to them, and they cannot stand this kicker. He has sucked all season, apparently. In the Wisconsin game, he missed a big one. And then he went wide left on a 22-yard field goal. So before we get to NFL, let's do those MLB awards quick. You're going to have to kind of lead this one. I didn't really pay attention to them. I just saw that Verlander got the Cy Young.
Yes. So,
which is awesome. Good for my boy. Sadly, he's going to go into the Hall of Fame as an Astro now.
Yeah.
I wonder if we could. Most I wonder if likely. We could find that video. Remember when I went on your podcast way back when?
I do remember.
We had
that.
An argument.
Yes.
I wonder if we can go back and critique my points, see if it still qualifies.
I probably could find that. It's definitely on my computer somewhere. But So MLB awards got voted on this last week. Everything came out. Obviously. AL MVP Aaron Judge, saw that coming.
Shohei got screwed.
No chance.
Show me Aaron Judge's hitting stats. Pitching stats. Shit.
Yeah. Well, not everybody can do it all, okay? NL MVP, Paul Goldschmidt. That one kind of got me. It was between Paul Goldschmidt and Manny Machado, I believe. But
Paul Goldschmidt deserved it.
Was incredible this year. Cy Young's Verlander, like Jake said, and then Sandy Alcantara for the NL. Pretty cool.
Your video synced up. You're synced now. Let's go.
Perfect.
I know what it was. So I used my brother's computer to record these. Shout out to Little Tubbs. Texas is back ranked. Sorry, rankings are live, so I'll be interjecting. And he was downloading the game, so that's why it was all laggy. So now you're straight. Let's go. All right, let's finish this out. Go ahead. Sorry. Excuse me.
So
J-Rod deserved it.
AL Rookie of the Year. Yes, our boy Julio Rodriguez.
Obviously, much fun.
That dude's going to be insane.
Texas is so
MVP
bad.
Next year. MVP
Ooh.
Next year.
Ooh, might have to sprinkle on that. No, I'm taking Kelenic, MVP. Ooh, can he win Rookie of the Year? Still?
No.
Or no?
Nope.
No more service time? All right.
Nope.
I'm taking him MVP then.
NL Comeback Rookie Player of the Year. Michael Harris, the second. Honestly, kind of surprised Spencer Strider did not get this one.
I thought Strider deserved it.
I knew it was going to be a Brave, but I thought Strider. That dude was absolutely insane pitching.
Well,
because
you knew – who won the – oh, Alcantara. You knew Strider wasn't going to win the Cy Young. I think I think that automatically means you shouldn't get MVP. You know what I mean? If you're not the best at your position, why would you be? Never mind. Forget I said anything. That was a stupid point. But I thought Strider deserved it. Dude was electric all year. But Harris did come out and just explode.
This is true. Do you have any thoughts on these? The managers of the year. So the AL.
I don't know who won them.
AL
Wait,
was Terry
I should
Francona.
Try to guess. Oh, okay.
For
Let
the
me try
Guardians.
To guess NL. Who else in the AL? I would have given it to Dusty for the AL.
That could have been. I think it was down to Dusty, Terry Francona, and then the Mariners manager.
Ooh,
I think
Mariners.
I think that would have been a good one.
I don't think Terry should have won it. I think it should have been the Mariners or Dusty.
Yeah, but Terry did take the youngest team in the MLB. To the playoffs when they're expected to be like fourth in their division.
Who did he have to compete with? Twins suck.
That's
White
also
Sox
true.
Suck. Tigers and Royals suck.
That's also true.
Not a lot of competition out there. NL, let me guess.
NL.
I know who won NL. I don't know actually, but I got a very good guess. It's got to be the Phillies manager, whoever came in for what's his mouth. Really?
Buck Showalter for the Mets.
Oh, yeah.
101 games.
They didn't move Penn State. They kept Penn State at 11. That's crazy.
That's the awards, though. We can go back to the rankings.
Can you even give it to an interim coach, though? Because the Phillies fired, what's-his-face, Girardi, right?
Girardi, yep.
So could you even give it to an interim manager?
I mean, you could.
I think they should have. I mean, what a season. They got hot at the right time.
I agree.
They just dominated in the playoffs until the final one. But
I agree.
Who actually won it? Oh, the Mets guy.
Buck Showalter.
Mets were pretty damn good, though, all year.
They
pretty
just choked
damn
in the
good.
Playoffs.
Yep. So, yeah, Penn State still at 11. They didn't move. That's kind of shocking. Kansas State went up to 12. Utah dropped to 14 after losing to Oregon. I'll jump back in when they show the top 10. So NFL real quick. Our fantasy team, man, I don't know. We are 5-6 now, and when we lose bad. Like, we put up 60 points. I don't understand.
Yeah, we lost 69 to 102.5.
And, like, there's nothing we could have – I mean, we could have started Christian Watson over CeeDee Lamb. But who the hell is going to do that? Not me.
We could have sat Damian Pierce, but who would have done that?
Yeah, nobody's sitting Damian Pierce.
Literally, our bench – we could have played everybody on our bench this week. Devonta Smith, 10 points. Josh Palmer, 26. Peoples-Jones, 14.5. Pacheco, 10. Christian Watson, 18.
Who would have started Josh Palmer when Keaton Allen and Mike Williams were coming back? Like –
And we had CeeDee Pittman.
We made all the right decisions.
And Delvin
couldn't
Cook in our
get flex. It done. I mean, yeah, there wasn't even a conversation about, hey, do you want to change our lineup? Because it was known that this is what we're rolling with. This is what we tried to build. Ooh, Tennessee at 10. I forgot they go one by one now.
So the hard part for us now is we're sitting in the 8th seed. We need to get up to the top 6.
Yep. To make the playoffs. But we're only one game back.
And we're only 2 games back of being the 1 seed.
Right. That's why it's wide open. We just need our team to hit their stride and perform the way they should.
I think we might have to look into trying to find a way to get Pacheco in our lineup, but it's very hard with Pierce, Kamara, and Cook.
You can't. You can't. Unless there's a matchup where it's like, holy shit, maybe Pierce. Maybe Pierce if it's like, man, this rush defense is really good. Pacheco's got something else.
I mean, our trade deadline isn't passed yet.
I am not. There's nothing to trade, dude. We have a solid team. We just need them to perform. So I looked it up because I was like, man, we've been on a kind of pattern. Since week 5, we have gone win-loss, 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 win-loss. So that means this week we're winning. Go ahead and take Book of Mormon's money line with all your life savings, Oregon at 9, because we're on this pattern. Now, that's enough of that. I don't think we make a move. If you see something that you like, maybe talk to me about it. But, I mean, our team is stacked. It's just we're getting unlucky with performances.
I agree. I think half-point PPR is fucking us, too.
Yeah, that sucks, dude. I hate that. I won't be doing this league again next year. I don't like the way it's set up. It's not very active either. So, the Lions, since I don't know if you all remember, about a month ago I went on a rant with Dan Campbell's play calling / decision-making late in the game. I was pissed. I was almost calling for his job. And since then, 3-game win streak. So, might have to do that more often. They handled the Giants. Clemson at 8. They handled the Giants. No problem. That game was never in doubt. Our run defense looked awesome, which was insane. Pass defense, not so good, which is scary with the Bills this week. So, that's why expectations are low. I didn't take the Lions as a long shot because I think we're going to lose. I will be taking them in Paige's picks, though, because it's all about heart, baby. It's all about heart. And that team's got heart. They play on Thanksgiving, as usual, 12:30. They haven't won on Thanksgiving since 2016.
Yeah, I actually have a question for you on this.
Let me hear it.
So, do you just, like, is Thanksgiving one of your least favorite holidays?
No.
Because you know that the Lions play and they don't really win on Thanksgiving?
So, 2017 and 2018 were hard because the Lions were still decent. No, 2018 they had Patricia. 2017 was hard because they were still good, right? 2018 through this year... Well, not this year anymore, but 2018 through last year, they've been bad before Thanksgiving, so I had already given up. So the game is on, but honestly just the background noise. Like, still love Thanksgiving. I get to see my family, my cousins I haven't seen in a while. Get to drink a little bit, but this year it might hurt a little bit since we're playing so well. But that's why I'm glad it's the Bills, because expectations are so low because it's the Buffalo Bills.
So when do you eat on Thanksgiving with the game going?
Alabama at 7. So we get there at about 11, and food is at noon. That way I'm finishing up when the game starts.
Because the game usually starts around, what, 1?
12:30. And then, you know, I'll get a second plate as the game's going, but pies around halftime. And then just kind of hang out. We're usually out of there when the game's done. But, yeah, I mean, expectations are low. We haven't won on Thanksgiving in 5 years. I'll tell you what did really suck, though, was when Chicago beat us with Chase Daniel starting. That was tough.
Yeah, that is tough.
That was tough. But our quarterback was, I think we had, what was that guy with the dirty last name? What was his name? Shit. It was something, Jeff. No, it wasn't Jeff Driscoll. Might have been Jeff Driscoll. But there was, I think Jeff Driscoll got hurt that game, and then the third string came in, and he had the dirty name.
I don't remember.
Something about a butthole.
Aorta? I don't remember.
No. I don't remember, but it was a funny name. Anyways, so Packers. They lost on Thursday to the Titans. I just want to say, I'll get out of your way here. I just want to say the Titans are so underrated. They have a great rushing attack. Their defense is pretty dang good. If they had a quarterback, they'd be deadly. But Ryan Tannehill is average at best. So go ahead and let's hear your thoughts.
I agree. I don't think this game was a complete loss, because there's one thing we can look at here and say, well, that's a win. And that's the fact that Christian Watson is good, confirmed. No, he's good. He had another good game.
I wouldn't say he's good. I'd say he's on a lucky streak of when he catches the ball, he's in the end zone. I mean, he only had 3 catches? He had 2 touchdowns on 3 catches?
He had 4 catches for 48 yards.
So he's hitting a touchdown at a 50% clip right now. That's not sustainable.
No, I know that's not sustainable. But
the only good thing is that Rodgers looks at him almost every play.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying.
I'll give you that.
It's the fact that Rodgers now trusts him enough to target him in this game 6 times.
It's not even just the targets. When you watch, you can see Rodgers look his way, and if he's not there, he goes to his next. But Watson is his first option now, over Lazard, yes, too, which is crazy.
Yep. And, you know, I keep saying we need to run the damn ball.
Let me interrupt you real quick. So they showed the top 6 screen. Mm-hmm. And I thought they were going to start with 6, and they showed Georgia. And I was like, what? What? But Georgia's 1. They start from the top, apparently. Sorry, go ahead. I won't interrupt you. I'll catch up when you're done.
So I've been saying that we need to run the damn ball. And it turns out that every time we give Aaron Jones the ball a lot, we win, which is just mind-blowing, you know, because not like Aaron Jones is potentially a top 10 running back in the league or anything. but we decided to...
That was funny.
That was a true statement.
No. I'm not laughing because it was a lie. I'm laughing because it's funny that they don't use him and he's a top 10 running back in the league.
I agree. Okay.
They still choose to use this fat bowling ball, AJ Dillon.
No, it's not even that. We're not running the ball in general. We gave it to him 12 times. We threw the ball 39 times against the Titans. And look, I get they have a good run defense. But have you ever thought about trying to use play action to set up the run, or vice versa, use the run to set up the pass?
Yep.
We just don't do that. We go run first and second down, pass third down, or we pass all 3 downs and then punt. And it's fucking annoying. I don't know what's going on with the play calling right now.
Let me hit this quick. Top 4 is the same. LSU is at 5. SC is at 6. LSU's going to have... Good LSU. Oh, they're gonna lose in the SEC championship though, so they'll be out. If they beat Georgia in the SEC championship though, holy moly, it's gonna be Georgia, LSU, Michigan, and TCU. That could be a fun. Oh, or Ohio State. I guess I should say that. That'd be a fun college football playoff. Okay, I'm turning this off. College football's done.
What really pissed me off about this game was how bad our defense looked. We allowed Ryan Tannehill to go out there and throw for 330 yards. And then we also allowed Derrick Henry to throw 2 passes for 4 yards and a touchdown. I don't know why our defense looked so, like, even Jair looked bad, which is crazy.
I think Jair is sick of the team. He's got some bad body language out there.
Yeah. But, I mean, he got burned by, like, Robert Woods, and it was like, dude, it's Robert Woods. Like, what are you doing? And
right.
I don't know, just the fact that we allowed Ryan Tannehill to even throw for that, it seemed like his wide receivers had space wherever they were on the field. He also only threw 5 incompletions, which doesn't happen. Like, our secondary is supposed to be the best part of our team, and it just, it wasn't. So, I mean, this season, I don't want to say we're dead because there's still a very real chance.
Yeah, but the NFC is so bad. Like,
yeah, it's
right now the Lions are 2 games out of a playoff spot. Like, so the Packers are
at this point, I don't know if I want to make a playoff game. Because,
right.
Like,
because you're going to get smacked.
We're just going to get embarrassed.
Right. And maybe you win one and then you get smacked. But who knows? You guys heal up because you got a lot of injuries right now. Who knows? You heal up, you make a little run.
I don't know.
You start convincing yourself Rodgers is going to come back. Dude,
it's frustrating. I thought we were back. We weren't.
Let me get your thoughts on this. I saw a tweet. I think it was fake, but I want to get your thoughts on if this happened. So it was basically it said Rodgers to Las Vegas for Derek Carr straight up could be a very real thing this offseason. And I was like, no way. So I looked into it. Turned out it's just some random account that was putting it out there. But that was interesting to me because I'm sure Devontae misses Rodgers, and I know Rodgers misses Devontae because Derek Carr is bad. Derek Carr is a very bad quarterback. Granted, Adams had 2 touchdowns over the weekend, so maybe they're back, but they're not winning games.
Somebody mentioned that to me this week, and I said I would literally cry if that happened because
Derek Carr's
trash. It's not even that. It's the fact that, like, Adams left Green Bay because he didn't want to be a part of this organization anymore, and he's just pissed off. And then if Rodgers went there and they teamed up, you know 100% that they would do well. And they'd probably go win a fucking Super Bowl, and I'd be so pissed.
Yeah.
I would cry.
Yep. So let's hit these other ones quick, and then I want to loop back to the Lions before we do picks here. So you were right. The Vikings are indeed frauds. They looked so bad against the Cowboys. Cowboys defense looks awesome. The Vikings O-line just could not stop the rush. I mean, Kirk Cousins had no time. He's got no mobility, so he couldn't extend the play. And Jefferson and Thielen were just clamped up.
Tony Pollard should be the starting running back of the Cowboys.
I agree 100%. Tony Pollard's a stud. Like, look at Zeke. He gets in there, and he looks like Jamal Williams does on the Lions. Like, he just... Jamal Williams looks better than Zeke, actually.
They had the same amount of carries. Tony Pollard went 15 for 80 yards. Zeke went 15 for 42 yards.
Right. Like, how do you not, like...
Oh, and then, by the way, Tony Pollard also led the team in receptions and yards with 6 for 109 yards. Oh, mind you, he also had 2 touchdowns.
Yeah, it helps when you have a 60-yard touchdown. I mean, that play was just set up. Yeah. It was so easy. I could have probably got 30 yards out of that one. Nah, I wouldn't have been open, though. I'm too slow. I take that back. but this, let's hit this now, running back controversy. I don't know what the Lions are doing with Swift. And it drives me nuts. Like, I get it. He's been banged up. He's injured a lot. But you're not protecting him. You're not saving him for anything. Jamal's very clearly the number one. And then you got J.C. Jackson over him. Like, we're using him as a lineman. Like, he blocked on 3 plays over the weekend. I don't get it. And it sucks because Swift was my favorite player on the Lions up until Amon-Ra broke out. But
it's like Kyle Pitts with the Falcons.
Exactly. It's like, what are we doing? But at least Pitts is out there. Like, it'd be like if the Falcons they signed some weird tight end and he started getting more targets. Like, J.C. Jackson? What? I don't get it, but I've kind of, like, when Swift gets in there, he doesn't look good. So, he had, like, 3 carries for, I think, 2 yards. He did.
I mean, I would say this is probably a lost season for Swift.
I think Swift is gone, but that,
have a touchdown.
Jamal's a free agent after this year, so why would we let Swift go? He's under contract 1 more year. I mean, running back is a position where you don't need that studly running back anymore as much because it's such a pass-heavy league, but I just don't get it. He does look a little bit heavier, too. Maybe he's a little out of shape with all the injuries. I don't know. It'll be interesting to see. There's going to be something come out. We'll hit these quick. Vikings frauds. Giants are frauds. I did say that last week. I said the Lions were going to expose them. They've been exposed.
I don't understand what the Giants are doing with the running back situation.
Dude, Breida was out of field more than
Saquon. What are you doing giving it to Matt Breida in the fucking 5-yard line when you have Saquon
Barkley? I'm wondering if Saquon's maybe got a little lingering thing. I don't know. It's bound to happen, you know? He's hurt all the time. The Rams, bad. Bad.
Yeah, so
last week we couldn't say anything because they had a backup, but...
Stafford's playing this week, they also had a backup this week, though.
Oh, Stafford didn't
Stafford
play.
Got injured.
Oh, yeah, he did get injured.
Part of the way through from concussed. I thought of this earlier today. I said the Rams are like a degenerate gambler. They went all in last year. They hit the 19-leg parlay. They won the Super Bowl. But they put all of their money in on it. They put the house on this 19-leg parlay.
Yep.
And they won. Now the problem is they took all of that money and they tried to flip it.
Yep.
And now they've lost it all and they have nothing left for next year. Today they decided to waive Darrell Henderson.
So weird.
Now,
I don't know
if you know anything about the Rams running backs.
No, I do.
They're the worst in the league.
Yeah.
Who the fuck is going to be the running back one? Cam Akers?
We'll trade him Swift in the offseason. Give us another
We thought Cam Akers was going to be the running back one all year, and then they almost cut him.
They do
now,
have...
Was he going to be running back
one? What's that guy's name? Kyren Williams? Before he got injured, they were talking like he was going to take over number one. Like, they are very excited about him, but he got hurt.
And then they gave him, like, 2 carries last week.
Right. But maybe now they're like, we got to get Henderson out of here. Or maybe something happened. It's kind of like the Melvin Gordon thing. He just got waived, too. I saw a tweet. It may have been a joke. I didn't do my research like a good podcast host would. But the tweet said that after their loss, Melvin Gordon was playing Future over the speakers in the locker room. And for those who don't know, Russell Wilson is married to Ciara, who used to be married to Future. And there's been some shit there where Russell like hates Future. It's a funny tweet. I think it was a joke, but you never know. I mean, if Denver's all in on Russ.
Apparently, Melvin Gordon posted a picture on his Instagram of him in the white Bronco driving down the highway.
No joke.
Yeah. And he said, at least we can get some laughs out of this. So, kind of a badass move, I'm not going to lie.
That's awesome. Yeah, so, and the other thing, too, is they just lost, who was that running back they signed?
Well, they signed Latavius Murray.
There was the other one. He just got announced out for the year.
Oh, Chase Edmonds.
Yeah, yeah. He's out for the year, and then they cut Melvin Gordon. Now, granted, Gordon's also had some fumbling problems. He's got 5 on the year. He had a big one on Sunday. But I'm going to stick with he played Future in the locker room, and Russ said I want him off the team because that's just hilarious.
Yeah, that's not a good look.
Man, we've gone long. Let's do Paige's picks real quick. Man, you are hot. 10-4 over the weekend. That bumps you up to first place now at 90-72-1. Seems like just yesterday you were under 500, and now look at you, first place.
Lead, just chilling.
Yep, I'm still in second. Not still in second, I'm now in second. 87-75-1, 7-7 on the weekend. I don't know what to do. That's 2 straight weeks, 500. I'm starting to cool off. Maybe I got to alter what I'm doing. Paige with a decent week. She's 84-78-1 now. She went 8-6. Hopefully I take it back right here. I'm confident. I got a couple sleepers in there, and I got some big ones. I don't know. Let me look real quick because I don't remember. What was my dumb one? I took a dumb one. Shit. Where is it?
Probably a one-win team like the Texans.
Oh, never mind. I thought I took the Texans, but I took the Commanders. Oh, I took the Broncos. That was stupid. That game was gross, though. Broncos, Raiders. All right, so let's get right into it. Bills at the Lions Thursday at 12:30. Happy Thanksgiving. Who you got?
So Paige's schedule was a little quirky. We have to drive back to Wisconsin for Thanksgiving tomorrow, so she had to pick up an extra shift today at work. So it was kind of a last second. She just threw everything together. She actually skipped this game. I'm assuming she would have taken the Bills.
100%.
So I'm going to give her the Bills.
She doesn't like the Lions. She would have taken the Bills.
Yeah, I'm also going to take the Bills.
I know I said I was going to take the Lions, but looking at the rankings right now, I got to get back in first. Give me the Bills. I think the Lions lose. This way, if they do lose, at least I hit this. But if they win, hey, we beat the Bills. Everybody loses anyways, so it's no damage to me. Sure. Giants at the Cowboys.
Paige has the Cowboys. Shocker. I also want the Cowboys. I don't think the Cowboys lose on Thanksgiving. You can correct me if I'm wrong, but
they've been pretty good on Thanksgiving lately. They looked very good on Sunday at Minnesota. Giants looked bad. Shit. No, give me the Cowboys. I can't do it. Yeah, you got to take the Cowboys.
I was
going to
say, if you take the Giants after just calling them frauds, I would have been
shocked. This one here is like, the Giants need to win this game or else their season is in scramble mode. But they looked bad against the Lions. But the Cowboys didn't look great against the Lions either. But it's at home. It's Thanksgiving. Yeah, Cowboys. Final answer. Patriots at the Vikings.
Paige has the Vikings. This is a Kirk Cousins in primetime game.
Yep.
I think both of these quarterbacks are bad.
Yeah.
I want the Patriots.
Damn, dude. I got to catch up on you. I got the Patriots, too. They're my long shot. They're my lock. Kirk Cousins primetime. We've seen it once. We're going to see it again on Thursday night. Like, bad in primetime. Patriots defense is very, very good. Better than the Cowboys defense, I'd say. So, all
really?
You need...
You think so?
Yep. Matthew Judon, shout out to our alma mater, Grand Valley State University. Just a dog. He's got I don't have the number with me. I should have, but he's got a shitload of sacks this season. Give me the Patriots. On to Sunday, we got Bucks at the Browns. No Deshaun Watson.
Paige is taking the Browns. I don't really know why. I'm going to take the Bucks.
I got the Bucks as well. Holy shit, dude. Are we going to agree every game? Can you imagine?
I mean, if that's your only way of staying close.
Well, I don't want to stay close. I want to overlap you. We'll see. We usually disagree. Oh, this might be one. Bengals-Titans.
Paige has the Bengals. I have the Bengals.
Good. I've got the Titans. Let's go. I'm telling you.
I knew you were going to take them.
I said it earlier. They're underrated. The Bengals looked kind of shaky. Kind of shaky on Sunday.
Well, and now there's no Mixon. Jamar Chase might be back.
Mixon might play. He's not out yet. But, man, the Titans run game, whew, tough to beat. Seems like they just kind of find a way to get it done, too. So, yeah, give me the Titans there. Texans, Dolphins.
Paige has the Dolphins. I'll take the Dolphins. I'm assuming you're probably going to take the Texans.
No. No, oh. I think they're due for one at some point, but I'm not going to be the guy to take them. They've burnt me. I've taken them, I think, 3 or 4 times, and they obviously only have one win. That's the Damian Pierce bias there. But so give me the Dolphins. I mean, the Dolphins offense is so damn good. Did you see the bettor that took him over 7.5 wins to make the playoffs and then to win the AFC? He had over $1 million in bets out on it.
On the Dolphins?
Yeah. So he had over 7.5 wins. That was super favorited. It was a custom win total. And then he had him to make the playoffs, which like tripled his money. I think it was like +200. That's probably going to hit. And then he had them to win the AFC. That was like +800 or something. And they all look very good. Bears and Jets.
Paige has the Jets. I don't trust Zach Wilson. Give me the Bears.
Yeah, give me the Bears. Give me the Bears. Bear down, baby. Justin Fields is so much fun. Plus, what's the only thing that can pretty much beat a bad defense? A great quarterback. What's the only thing that can beat a good defense? A great quarterback or a quarterback that can move and make shit happen. And that's exactly what Justin Fields is. And that's what he's going to do. Bears all day. Falcons, Commies.
Paige has the Falcons. Give me Taylor Heineke, Commanders.
That's fair. Taylor Heineke did not look good against the Texans, so give me the Falcons.
Interesting.
They're on a big win streak, but they got bailed out by their special teams and defense against the Texans. The Falcons. They can score, man. They can score. Broncos, that's Panthers.
True. Paige has the Broncos.
Wow, I'm surprised she's dipped out on her Panthers like that.
Yeah, me kind of too. The Panthers announced today, not sure if you saw this.
Sam Darnold
is season. Back. He's starting. They are now in their third quarterback of the year. So, yeah, I'm taking the Broncos.
Broncos for country. Let's ride. Yeah, if it was Baker, I'd consider taking the Panthers, even though he's
Baker
been atrocious.
Played last week. Yeah.
Yeah, he's been atrocious, but I think he's still better than Sam Darnold. And the Broncos owe me, because I think I've taken them 3 weeks in a row now, and they lost the last two. So, Ravens, Jags.
Paige also skipped this one. So, what do we think she would take?
Ravens.
That's what I think.
She's looking at records now, and she's got no allegiance to the Jags or the Ravens, for that matter, because she had that friend with the weird name. So I'll give her the Ravens.
She told me that she hasn't looked at the records since that 1 week.
Oh, okay. I think
she
would
take
Ravens.
The Ravens.
Yep,
we'll give her Ravens. Yeah, I'm going to take the Ravens too.
Yeah, I'm going to take the Jags. Yep. Ravens looked like shit on Sunday. They won 13-3 at home against the Panthers. Give me the Jags. Give me ETN 2+ touchdowns. Give me Trevor Lawrence over 240 passing yards. Give me Jags money line. All over it. Chargers, Cardinals.
Paige has the Cardinals. And I like the Chargers. They look decent against the Chiefs this week. And Kyler Murray still playing COD.
Kyler Murray is still faking an injury to grind some Warzone. So, yeah, give me the Chargers. Chargers look awesome right now. Their offense looks great. They've just run into two very good teams.
I agree.
Raiders, Seahawks.
Paige has the Seahawks. This could be a tough one. Give me the Seahawks.
Easiest game to pick out of all of them, give me the Seahawks. Their defense is good. Geno Smith is electric. He finds ways to get it done. Even though they're coming off a loss before the bye week, they get this done. The Raiders beat the Broncos barely in overtime. Don't care. Derek Carr sucks ass. Give me the Seahawks. Geno Smith is my dog. By the way, everybody keep an eye. I might not remember to say it. So week 17, you're going to want to go ahead and put all of your money on Geno Smith props. Overs. Seahawks money line. They might be underdogs. They are playing the... Holy shit, I forgot what they're playing. Did they play the Jets yet?
I have no idea.
Oh my God, I'm a terrible person. Anyways, it's the Geno Smith revenge tour. He beat his first two previous teams, and this is the last one on his schedule. And he's looked very good in those two games against his previous teams. Hang on, I almost have it. Goodness gracious, I apologize. This is some terrible podcasting right here. Seahawks, Jets. I was right. Damn it. So we're going to go ahead and take it's at home as well in the winter. We're taking his over on everything. It's going to be set so low because of the weather. Hopefully I remember to say it. Week 17. Rams, Chiefs. This one's easy.
Paige has the Rams.
Oh my God. What the hell is she doing? Take the Chiefs. Chiefs are electric. The Rams suck. Man, this would be a game they'd win though.
This would be one of those games. Yep.
That's what's great right now is that the Lions are winning and the Rams are losing. It's kind of the perfect thing. I get to have fun every Sunday and our pick just keeps getting better and better. Awesome.
That's true.
Package the two, trade up to number one, trade away that number one pick for Lamar Jackson. Now we're cooking with some peanut oil. Saints and 49ers.
Quite the plan.
That was on the spot, too. I haven't even thought about that once. I just, real quick.
Paige has
Saints
the 49ers. Saints.
God damn. I think she's going to have a bad week. I've been saying it for a minute. She's going to have a bad week. She did have a good week last week, though. Give me the Niners. Man, Christian McCaffrey, George Kittle is somehow amazing now. Debo Samuel kind of, did he pass away or something? I know he scored yesterday, but...
Yeah,
Brandon Ayuk is just a dog all of a sudden.
Yeah, he's just taking over.
Yep. Packers, Eagles. This one's interesting. Sunday night, correct?
It is Sunday night.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay. What you got?
Paige has the Eagles. I have a game to spare, so and a little bit of space up top. So I'm ready to be heard again. I'll take the Packers. You took the Packers too, you motherfucker.
Give me the Packers. Go Pack, go. And let me tell you why. The Eagles' rush defense is bad. So I am going to bank on the fact that Matt LaFleur pulls his stupid, small, good-looking head out of Aaron Rodgers' ass and runs the ball. Because the Eagles' rush defense, you're going to tell me, oh, they got Linval Joseph, they got Ndamukong Suh. No, those dudes are washed. Linval Joseph played on Sunday. They still let Jonathan Taylor run all over him. Give Aaron Jones the fucking ball, and that dude will run and run and run, and you guys are going to win that game, and I'm going to cash the money line, and it's going to be a great time. Go Pack, go.
I hope so, too. Their run defense looked bad for the first half. The second half, it actually was pretty good. Better.
The Packers don't choke that game away because they have Aaron Rodgers. The Packers...
This is 2022. If you asked me,
hey, Packers-Colts, who's the better team right now? It's the Packers. And the Colts almost just beat the Eagles. I'm going all in on my Eagles are frauds take. I'm going all in. They're frauds. Boom, Packers. Okay. All right, sorry. Steelers-Colts.
Paige has Colts. I have Colts. Jeff Saturday's
beast. I have Colts. I will be taking Colts spread until it loses, by the way. Jeff Saturday's going to be that guy that's just a covering machine. So that's the end of that right there. Still haven't done the dog picks. I'm probably not going to actually do it. Turns out I forget a lot of things, and that's a lot of work. So it's also kind of rude. Like, I kind of feel like a dick about it after I said it, so I'm not going to do it. Because Paige is doing really well right now, too, ever since I said she doesn't pick as good as a dog. So once she has a bad week, maybe I'll do it. Do not bet list. I have two, if you'd let me hit them real quick.
Absolutely.
So the first one's Mercer basketball. They can't pass. They couldn't cover 7 points against Florida State, who was wearing baby blue uniforms. That's not even your actual colors. Oh, speaking of baby blue, my other one, North Carolina. North Carolina played Georgia Tech at home Saturday night. They were 21-point favorites because guess what? Georgia Tech's top three quarterbacks were out. Their fourth-string quarterback was playing. And guess what? They went and beat North Carolina outright. Fuck North Carolina. Fuck Drake May. He shouldn't even be in the Heisman conversation. It's stupid. But mostly Mercer basketball because they cost me a fat... That would have been my best win ever, sports gambling. I mean, I've had some big ones on like blackjack and shit, roulette, but never on...
Last week.
Never on sports betting. Let's do it again this week, by the way. I can't wait to get to your roulette. Let's get a roll going here.
Okay. My do not bet list, by the way, is...
No. I didn't mean a roulette roll. I meant let's go on a roll. I know you have do not bet.
I was going to say, my do not bet list, I have Tennessee and their team totals. And then I had any basketball centers over points and rebounds. Because I've been fucked. Yeah. Like the last 3 days, basketball's just gotten cold for some reason. All of a sudden, players that can shoot can't shoot anymore. So we might have a long list of added NBA do not bets next week. I guess we'll find out. But
how's your boy Desmond Bain?
He's injured.
He got hurt. I forgot. Yeah.
Yeah.
My do bet list. I'm gonna throw NHL player shot totals on there. I've been doing some research, and if you pay attention and you do your research, that those are not easy because you got to put the work in. But if you put the work in, they're easy. Like, those lines are hard to set for the books, and not a lot of people are on them. And it's a lot easier than betting money line or spread in the NHL. So I've been doing a little research. I've been watching a lot more hockey, and I'm gonna start hitting those. I'm gonna start with just the Wings because I watch almost every Wings game now. Shout out to the boys. Yeah. But I'm gonna try to get sharp on there, and if I do well, I'll start sending you some picks because I decided I'm gonna hone in on one thing. I'm still gonna bet NFL and college football because it's only here for a limited time, but I'm gonna get very good at NHL player shot totals because they look easy if you do the work.
So my do bet list that I'm adding, World Cup, obviously. I've been hitting
anything.
I've correct been hitting scores. Everything. Yeah, correct. Well, for correct score, honestly, I just pick like two or three. Maybe four around the area where I expect it to finish. And as long as you hit one of them, you're going to be up. And I've hit two now of the six I've placed, and I'm up huge on them.
Well,
and then I also...
It's such a hard thing to predict that you're not doing an insane amount of money, so you're not going to hit every game.
$5
if you do, if you do the whole group stage, you're probably... If you bet the whole rest of the group stage and you don't hit one, you're still probably going to be up because you've already hit two. And like exactly. You said, you're just going to do your range. That's perfect. So I need you to send me I want you to send me some on Friday because I will be in Detroit. I get there at like 10. So I need you to hit me up. Every game I want some scores.
Okay.
And there's no, and if you lose, there's no pressure. I won't talk shit because I know how rare it is to hit that.
And then my last do bet list is first basket exacticas. It's not the NBA like first player to make a basket. It's like what team and type. So it'll be like last night I did I picked one for every game last night and round robin it. It was like the Bucks two pointer or Bucks three pointer or whatever, whoever they're playing, two or three pointer, whatever. Yep. I round robin them by fours. I had seven games. I hit five of them and turned $3 into $15 off of that. So I might start looking into that. There's so definitely 100 some profit on that.
You're looking
there.
Good.
Exactly. So let's go four numbers each for $2.
Four each. All right. So yep. I want. Hey, pick two numbers. We're gonna get two from Baby Tebs.
Okay.
29
just hit.
No, 0.
On a 50 times.
I want 17, and I want 7. And what do you want? Two of them. Hurry.
18.
10. And 10.
17.
17, 7, 10, 18.
18 and 10. And then I'll go 0, 2, 30, and 23.
Yeah, I was going to say, you got to do 30. Let's go. All right. Let's hit. Let's make it 2 weeks in a row. Let's get on a roll here. This would just be a day for you. You've had a day.
Give I have. Nice I'm little, up about 150 give nice bucks.
Little, give us a nice little multiplier on one of those. Come on now. What do we got? Boom. Oh, 21, 26, 21, 26. We have 32. None of those.
Nope.
Yikes. Not a good start there, but if we hit one, it's $60. Creighton, Arkansas. College play. Uh-oh. What is that? Ooh. 28? Is that what that is? 18!
Oh, shit,
let's
18.
Go! 2 weeks in
back
a row, baby!
Weeks.
Let's go!
We're back.
We are hot. We are hot. Let's go. That's dope. That's dope.
No. No, we don't test it.
No, you have to hit two in a row. You have to. If you win,
okay,
you go
give
again.
Me a number. One number.
I want one number. I want 22. Well, don't go nuts, though. Don't hurt my payout.
It.
You missed it.
I missed it.
You didn't even hit it?
Nope.
Like, we have no bet.
We have number 30.
Oh, okay. If 22 hits, I'm sick. Oh, man. I'm sick to my stomach if this hits. Don't be 22. Either be 30 or anything else. Anything but 22.
I guess oh, shit. Going. My number's split on 27 and 30 also.
What is that? It's like 14 or something. Okay, it doesn't matter. Don't go again. Call it a night. Call it a night. Okay. So I forgot. I have an interesting point slash conjunction. I don't even know what term you would use for it. So I saw a video, kind of a conspiracy type of deal, but they claimed that food is an addiction. So obviously it's scientifically proven that we need food for our energy to keep our bodies moving. We're a machine. That's our oil, correct? But think about it. When's the last time you just didn't eat? You have to eat, right? Your body needs to eat. And when you don't eat, what happens? Your stomach growls. You feel sick. That's literally what happens with an addiction as well. Like, say you're an alcoholic. If you don't drink, you get the shakes, you get a headache. Like, that's literally what happens when you don't eat. So just an interesting, like, obviously it's not true. Food is fuel. I'm not saying that food's an addiction. I just thought it was like, damn, that's crazy. Any thoughts?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if, like I said, I don't know if you can really call it an addiction when it's a physical need. But, like,
right.
There are some people that are addicted to eating. So
right. Like, there's obviously differences, like people that overeat and shit like that. But I was just saying, for every single person, it's an addiction is what they were trying to say. Crazy point, but obviously it's not true. But just something cool to think about. So another thing, I'm going to start a blog. I worked on it over the weekend. I'm not going to be fully operational for a while. But I decided that in the meantime, each episode, I'm going to drop a little teaser. So your first one. My first blog is most likely going to be Joe Montana was a system quarterback. And I'm going to write about why I think that. I'm going to prove it. And then hopefully some people check it out, talk some shit, you know, call me an idiot. That's what I'm shooting for there. So check it out. I'm going to be tweeting it out once it's there, and then Frankie might even write some blogs as well. So.
I was going to say, is this a site that you're going to be doing?
Yep, I'm working on the site still. It's a lot more in-depth and tougher than I thought it was going to be. I want it to look good. I don't want it to look stupid. So I'm going to take my time with it. So
once you get that fully operational, I may
once it's fully
make
operational,
some gambling blogs along with maybe
The thought was we try to keep this under an hour, which we're way over this week. Apologies. But the thought was we kind of go short on some stuff, and obviously, like, we can just both write about Lions and Packers because I have a lot more I want to say, and it's just a spot to get some stuff out. So I think I'm going to do that. It's fun right now. If it gets not fun, I'm going to not do it, so I'll keep you all updated. But, hey, happy Thanksgiving, everybody. Have a great rest
of
your week.
A week.
Have a great weekend. Have fun on Thanksgiving Eve. Be safe, and make sure when you're out there this weekend,
I will be hammered.
You hit some tanks, you adore some tutties. Like, subscribe, leave a review.
You know what else is Thursday?
Thanksgiving. Black Friday.
Thursday's the 24th.
Oh. What? Okay.
Wow, thanks, jackass.
Well, I'm going to... Frankie's birthday is this Thursday, jeez. November 24th. I was going to text... You think I forgot your birthday? I'm going to text you. I'll post you.
You didn't really remember,
you know,
when I said what else is Thursday, but...
It's not on my mind right now. There's a lot of stuff on Thursday. You just had to be born on Thanksgiving, huh?
Real great friend.
All right. Happy birthday to you.
Thanks.
Yeah, you're welcome. You're welcome. Everybody, wish Frankie a happy birthday on Thursday, November 24th. I'll be tweeting out some shit. No, not actually. But happy birthday in advance. Make sure you get real drunk Wednesday night celebrating. And hey, everybody, we'll see you next week with your Thanksgiving wrap-up and obviously all the fixings. Go Blue! Let's shit on Ohio State! Hopefully we're coming back next week with some happiness and we can do a college football playoff preview, and it'll be real exciting. And hey, have a great weekend. Okay.
Happy Thanksgiving.